Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
A tug of war over high-value cattle has broken out following a move by artificial insemination companies to claim intellectual property rights on Irish breeding bulls. Farmers are concerned that this could mean that they're no longer in full ownership of their cattle and that the AI companies will be able to restrict who they sell those cattle to. But the companies say what they're doing is international best practice and they're just trying to protect Irish breeding stock. Dennis Drennan is president of the ICMSA and is on the line now. Hello, Dennis.
Good morning, Claire.
Thanks for being with us. And you're going to explain this to us, which I'm grateful to you for as well. So 70 to 80% of dairy cattle in Ireland are mated through artificial insemination or AI. Is that right?
That'd be roughly there. It varies from year to year, but in general, that would be it. Especially the elite dairy herds would be almost 100% AI. So
right.
I mean, you're looking at people who, you know, through decades of breeding have produced, you know, it's a passion for these people. They sit down at Christmas after their Christmas turkey and go through bull catalogues and pick the correct bull for each individual cow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why after decades of doing this, to have elite herds that are capable of producing these really superstar bulls that are really driving on the genetic gain of the Irish dairy herd.
Okay, so that's how the best of the best are produced. But then you have the four biggest AI companies in Ireland. They want IP, international property rights, over the genetics of the cows that are produced in that way. So that's where we're at today, is it?
Yeah, well, they're looking. It's actually intellectual property rights they're trying to claim on these bulls, and we've asked for their legal advice on this, and it hasn't been forthcoming. And we've gone to the European Intellectual Property Office and said, no, you actually can't put IP on naturally occurring semen. And we've also gone to the European Commission and got that confirmed, that it's not actually possible to put intellectual property rights on something that occurs naturally. So everybody's familiar with the Monsanto thing that they done with Roundup resistant seed, but they genetically modified the seed. So in this case, it's a naturally occurring product. It's just bull semen that's collected from bulls, put into straws for AI, and you actually can't put an intellectual property onto that,
right,
as far as we're concerned.
So what are they saying then about the calf that results from the artificial insemination and the ownership of it? What would it mean for farmers?
Well, what it would mean, I suppose, at the moment, Claire, if I buy an AI straw from any of the four companies involved in this, or in a matter of fact, from any of the Irish AI companies, when the resulting calf of that, whether it be a bull or a heifer, I'm free to sell that animal to whoever I want, to the highest bidder. So if I have one of these superstar elite bulls, it's an open and free and transparent marketplace, and the highest bidder is who I can sell it to. And that's what's driving these people who have these elite herds to produce these animals that are driving the genetic gain in the national herd. But under what the new contracts that these four companies are asking people to sign, I would be restricted that at the moment the only person I could sell that bull back to would be the company that I bought the AI straw from. Now, they have said they're going to do a cross-licensing agreement. They told us that in February, that I could sell it to any of the four.
Yeah.
But that's still not forthcoming.
Well, we asked them about this, right? And they gave us a statement. It won't affect any farmers' commercial sales, including farm-to-farm sales, mart sales, factory sales, or the sale of natural service stock bulls. The move only relates to the sale of elite animals to other AI companies. And what they're trying to do is protect Ireland's domestic elite bulls from being put into stud internationally and causing a genetic drain from the Irish industry. So that doesn't tally with what you've just told us there.
Well, you see, it's the elite bulls is where the money is, and that's what's driving these elite owners of these elite herds to produce these bulls, and that's what's resulting in the national herd, you know, the normal farmer getting such genetic gain. So if you end up with a scenario that you produce an elite bull and you only have one customer, you know, that's not a free and fair marketplace.
Right, so when they say it will not affect any farmers' commercial sales, you're saying that doesn't include the elite bulls?
No, it doesn't. The elite bulls that are going back to the AI companies, like at the moment, if I had a really good bull that was born as a calf born on my farm this spring,
yeah,
I could have eight to 10 companies interested in buying that calf. So then it goes to the highest bidder.
Now it can only go to one of the four.
At the moment, it can only go to one, the company that you bought the AI straw, because these cross-licensing agreements have not been put in place yet.
Okay, but eventually it'll go. So what you're worried about then is that this affects this affects the price then that you can get for that bull.
Well, it affects the price, but it also affects it. What is the incentive for these people who have spent decades generating these elite herds that are capable of producing these bulls? Through advanced technology, they now have the option of using sex semen and just producing heifers. And then where do we go for the bulls of the future? So this is the danger down the line.
And listen, is there a clause in here as well that refers to restrictions around second generation as well?
That's the bit that people really don't understand, is that if you use a straw from an elite, what they're calling an IP bull at the moment, the young bulls, if next February a bull calf is born, you've only one buyer of that bull calf. And if you produce a heifer calf, the future offspring from that heifer, which could be for the next 10 years, it could be 10 calves into the future, all those are also controlled by the one AI company that you bought the straw from. Mm-hmm. So this is the part that really is not being picked up by a lot of farmers, because they're just too busy. Like, all this was rushed on farmers in the month of February, when everybody was absolutely flat out calving cows and looking after their animals. And now we're gone straight into breeding season. And a lot of people have just signed these new contracts without realising the implications, even though we've called for this to be paused and a full discussion an explanation to everybody of exactly the consequences of what you're doing.
But the contracts are signed, you're saying, in many cases, so there's not much you can do.
Well, in some cases they are. In a lot of cases, like, we would have a lot of these elite breeders as members of our organisation, and a lot of them have resisted signing the contracts and have not used the new best bulls that are out there. So this is probably the start of it, like, that the best breeders in the country have not, in a lot of cases, have not signed these contracts. And that's what we're worried about. If we end up with there's only so many herds in the country that can produce these top genetic top quality bulls. And if they stop doing it, what happens to the genetic gain of the national herd?
Dennis, thank you very much for explaining it all to us. Dennis Drennan there, president of the ICMSA.